We understand deposits and withdrawals when it comes to our bank accounts, but do we realize that everywhere in life there are deposits and withdrawals? My name is Dawn Culp. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and owner of the Zen Room in Gilroy, California. You can also find us online at www.thezenroom.love. And today we're going to be talking about deposits and withdrawals. So, June 1st, 2023, here we are. I'm very excited about this day. For those of you who might have been following me on Instagram, there was a little snafu back in March. We had that big windstorm. The big windstorm blew down an electrical wire. The electrical wire caught my roof on fire, and smoke was everywhere. And it wasn't sage smoke. It wasn't incense smoke. It was a fire. And we have been displaced for the last 2.5 months, but we get to go back home now. And I'm excited, and my clients are excited, and it's a very good time. So June 1st, back home, my little red slippers, bleak, 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 no place like home. So today we're going to be talking about deposits and withdrawals. Now, this is not going to be the Manifesting Abundance class. You can actually look for that online class on my website, or you can look to see when I'm teaching it live again in the future. But we all know the basic concept of deposits and withdrawals. Like, we get that. You put $10 into the bank, you got 10 bucks. You take $10 out of the bank, you got 0 bucks. And this idea is, if you're a really good saver, then what you will do is you will always have money tucked away so that you can either A, go on a vacation one day that you've been saving for, or B, you got your little nest egg for the rainy day or the fire on the roof. So we all understand the benefits of tucking some money away and always making sure that your withdrawals are fewer than your deposits. You always want to have more deposits than withdrawals. That way you always have a big, nice balance in your account. I've got news for you. Energy is the same way. So anybody who's ever been into the Zen Room, I've got all of these computers, systems, software devices. I tend to take my woo-woo and try to ground it in with technology. Technology has come a long, long way, I'd say in the last 10 years in particular. We now have instrumentation sensitive enough to measure what used to be immeasurable. And I do have this one device in the Zen Room where I can look at the energy of your system and see how much energy savings you have. So I can see how much you have in your system running, operating. Think of that as your checking account. And I can also see how much energy you have tucked away in savings. The great thing to know about having money tucked away in savings for energy, now this is energy tucked away in savings, is that if you had something out of the ordinary come up, like let's say you needed to schedule a procedure, or let's say you needed to, do something that was going to expend a lot of energy, this was going to be a big stressful moment, you want to time it, or you want to do things that are going to help build your energy savings account so that when that moment comes, the procedure, the surgery, the big move, whatever you want to call it, that you have energy and savings to accomplish that. It's really cool. They use these, this device that I'm talking about, it's called a BioWell. They use these BioWell machines in Russia. And what they do is before they will schedule a surgery, they will check your energy to see where your energy savings or your energy reserves are. And if you don't have enough in energy reserves, they're going to put you on a regimen to build your energy reserves so that when the surgery comes, you have enough in energy reserves to heal from the surgery. Another way of putting it would be if you got, if you don't have any money in savings and you've got just enough for the stuff that you know about, the rent, the mortgage, the PG&E, the water bill, whatever. If all of a sudden you need to buy 4 new tires and you don't have money in savings, now you have to go into debt. There's no energy credit card. Like, when the energy is expelled in your body, that's it. Like, you're gonna be down, you're gonna be exhausted, you're gonna be not getting off the couch. So in finance, they've given us a way out, meaning you can always charge it and then pay it later. When it comes to your energy, you want to have the energy and savings to handle it. And there's so many people who are running on energy fumes, and you can feel it. You can feel it because you're like, Don, I know that you are all gung ho on me, getting out and walking a couple of miles every day, but I just don't have the energy. And I get that. I get that. For sure, I get that. Because a few years back when we were in the heart of COVID and I was working tremendously ridiculous hours, like if somebody called needing help, I just said yes. I said yes to everybody. And then I burned out and my adrenals were shot and I was exhausted. I'm like, okay, now I need to take care of me. I had to change my diet dramatically. I had to change. I started grounding at night so that I could start sleeping and get very restful and a lot of repairs in my sleep. Like, there were some hardcore shifts that I made in my life because I had exhausted my energy savings and my energy checking, right? Like, I was so tired. I had a girlfriend come in to see me at one point, and she goes, this was, like I said, in the heart of COVID, and I was just going, going, going. And she looked at me and she goes, honey, I love you, but you don't look good. I said, I'm working like a dog. And so then I had to make an appointment with my naturopath, and I'm like, okay, tell me what to do. And she said, you need to start doing this and this and this and this and this. And I'm like, great. And it wasn't long before I made some of those big shifts where I felt my energy reserves starting to build again. And then all of a sudden, I'm like back to normal. I would say back to normal and better because I feel better than I felt in a long, long time. And I thought to myself, I wonder if this is when a lot of people would just abandon everything that they did to get here and just go back to their old ways. And I said, I don't want to do that. Whatever methods, whatever disciplines I needed to learn to get me out of the well, why wouldn't I adopt that as my new normal, the second 50 years of my life? Or whatever, I think it was 48 when I started to just feel exhausted. So that's my little message here to all the people listening, because I keep hearing people, there's a lot of people that I know who are very exhausted. They're experiencing things that, whether it's illness or depression or anxiety or whatnot, what I would say is, you have most likely depleted your energy savings account. You've most likely depleted your reserves. Anything that you can do to add to and stop withdrawing from, this is going back full circle now. We're talking about energy deposits. Start doing things that deposit energy and avoid doing things that withdraw energy. We are now looking to build our savings again back up. Okay, so what is an energy deposit? Good food, good nutrition. And for everybody, that's going to be a little bit different. I am not a nutritionist, but I'm sure you all know somebody who can help you out with this. But there's some basic things. I don't have to be a nutritionist for you to get behind the idea that you want to drink. Water's a deposit, and soda is going to be a withdrawal. Walking, even if it just feels like, Don, I have no energy, I totally get it. Just start small because getting your battery packs charged, you will actually feel better after the walk. My husband always says, I never really want to go to the gym, but after I go to the gym, I'm always glad I did. Like, I always feel better. Those are going to be energy deposits. Hang around people who make you laugh. That's an energy deposit. Don't hang around people that make you want to pull your hair out. That is an energy withdrawal. Do whatever you can to get as much, get to bed. Like, when it's bedtime, go to bed. As tempting as it is to, binge watch all of these programs, Binge watching at 3 in the morning is an energy withdrawal. We want energy deposits. Go to sleep at a reasonable hour and, you know, get as much good restful sleep as you can. For those of you who did not listen to the grounding podcast, I believe it's the one right before, if you go to anywhere, if you're Spotify or Apple, iTunes or whatnot, look for the podcast right before this one, which is my conversation with Clint Ober. Because I'll tell you, when I put a grounding blanket on my bed and my husband and I started sleeping grounding, our sleep has been absolutely rock star. Sleeping grounded is an energy deposit. So, if you're one of those people who have, I've got a client who says, I've got a grounding sheet on my bed. And I said, that's wonderful. And she says, yeah, but I fall asleep on the couch. Every night she goes, yeah, 5 out of 7 nights. And I go, well, you need to, I don't know, somehow you need to move it to your couch or just set yourself an alarm so that you go to bed because your grounding blanket does you no good if you're sleeping on the couch. So again, the idea is I want everybody on listening to this podcast to live a long, rich, beautiful, healthy life. Start auditing all of the things that you do that are energy suckers or drainers or whatever, and start getting them out of your life. It's the equivalent of, you know, closing subscriptions that you just don't use because they nickel and dime you in your budget. Next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, I have like $400 worth of monthly subscriptions. Okay, so it's time to take stock of all the things that are draining you energetically and make decisions to do more things to deposit energy. Okay, so again, what are some other energy deposits? Energy deposits are going to be, first of all, this is a big one. The reason that I teach Reiki is because I want you all to be able to manage your own energy at home. I love seeing my clients. It's no different than dentists. They want to see you every so often to do the deep cleaning, but you all still brush your teeth every day, right? It's a big deal. So for all of you who are Reiki certified, and I love seeing you once a month, every 6 weeks, every 8 weeks for the deep cleaning or whatnot. But I want you to turn on your Reiki every day, like every day. Turn on your Reiki, even if it's just for 10 minutes while you're falling asleep. Turn on your Reiki. You know, we went through that whole thing in Reiki 1, how to Reiki yourself. It's a wonderful deposit of energy. So if you think of whether you call it God or universe or whatever you call your higher power, this beautiful scalar energy that lives. This is not empty space between you and me. There's this beautiful thing in here called the ether. It is loaded with energy, scalar energy, God energy, the essence of life, whatever you want to call it. Reiki helps you to take this beautiful energy that exists out here and bring it into your own personal system. So Reiki, acupuncture's energy medicine, tuning forks, meditation, sound bowls, all of those things all qualify as energy deposits. Crystals, right? I'm teaching a crystals class coming up here on June 10th in the Zen Room. All of those things help us to pull this beautiful scalar energy into our bodies. So energy deposits look like good food, good drink, good sleep, good exercise, good energy. Choosing who you hang out with, right? No energy vampires, or at least at a minimum, because I know that sometimes you can't completely get rid of them. Good energy in. I think I'm going to say that one like 10 more times. Good energy in. And thoughts, please. And we're going to end on thoughts. Thoughts are a big deal. If you are constantly entertaining, worrying about the future, or ruminating on the past, or not letting stuff go, it's time to do some emotional healing. It's time to do some, but Dawn, I can't let it go. Dawn, I can't let it go. I don't know how to let it go. Well, that's where, you know, Kim and Jen and I can help you. It's a beautiful thing to be free of all of the worry, anxiety, distress, all of that stuff. We heal in layers. So we need to be gentle with ourselves as we continue to let things go. And I mean really truly let things go, not just say you're going to let things go. There's a difference between, oh, yeah, I forgive her. And under your breath, you're still Fred Flintstone. I'm like, yeah, you haven't really forgiven her. And if you're still doing the under your breath Fred Flintstone grumble, it's time for all of us to have big, huge, robust energy savings accounts. And that's my wish for all of you. So every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, be aware of what you're putting in your mouth, what comes out of your mouth, what you do to your body, and what do you do and what you do to your energy or your soul. Okay? More deposits, fewer withdrawals, and eventually that savings account is going to build and build and build and build and build and build and build. Okay? If anybody has any questions on any of this, feel free to reach out. Maybe this resonates with you, maybe this doesn't, but my wish for all of you, once again, is to have great big energy savings accounts so that you've got stuff in reserves in case something comes along that you weren't prepared for. You're going to be able to blow right through it. It's just going to be an obstacle that you'll be able to just smooth sailing right on through. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Zen Room, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. But for now, may the force be with you.